The nonpartisan not-for-profit center has been compiling its list for 17 years. The rankings are based on a survey of all state lawmakers, registered lobbyists based in the state, and Capital News Media. Paige Worsham is a policy analyst with the center. Worsham thinks the rankings are an important tool for voters.
They do serve a public purpose in helping our citizens to understand who the legislators are talking to and what issues are getting in front of our elected officials.
Former State Representative Harold Brubaker served 18 terms in the House, two as Speaker. The Randolph County businessman retired in 2012 and then opened his own lobbying firm. He is new to the rankings but is listed as number one. Paige Worsham says last year Brubaker had 21 clients.
They included a variety of types of clients from, you know, healthcare interests, insurance, energy interests. And as a former legislator, like 10 other former legislators who are ranked among the most influential, he knows the process. He knows the people in the building.
Worsham says nearly three dozen states, including North Carolina, have a cooling off period that effectively blocks the revolving door.
Which means in North Carolina, you cannot register as a lobbyist for 6 months after leaving elected office. States vary in the amount of time. Some states go up to 2 years for the cooling off period.
Bob Hall is executive director of Democracy North Carolina. The nonpartisan group advocates for reducing the influence of big money in politics. For several years, his group has called for a 1 or 2 year prohibition against former lawmakers lobbying their one-time colleagues.
They're still hot properties. I mean, they have hot relationships with legislators. In the case of Brubaker, he was giving them chairmanships of committees, nice offices, helped them with their campaign financing. People that are in the chamber now owe him some respect and in some ways a debt for the kind of power that they gained now that they're in the majority. Many of them, they benefited from his action.
Another former state lawmaker, Steve Metcalf of Asheville, made the list of influential lobbyists. Metcalf was ranked 14th, the highest of any lobbyist based in western North Carolina. And for the first time, his son John made the list at number 32. For WCQS News, I'm David Horand.